Welcome to the Alex Dynasty podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Doing a quick waiver rundown. Again, I've covered all your running back stuff in your running back rundown podcast. I've done snap reactions sort of across the form, so you can go find long form. You can take a good chunk of your day just listening to AOD content for this week and be entertained, or at least occupied. You'll be occupied with sound coming out of the speakers. But this is meant as a sort of a quick, handy sort of look at 10 minutes, maybe less, of like, hey, here's what you want to look at on your waiver wires. If you want long form, you want all that stuff, like, go find those things. That's a better suited for it. This is meant just sort of like a, hey, here's a quick, like, back of your index card, like, just take a quick peek at these things. Quarterback situations, Davis Mills, check and see if he's out there, like, in super flex, and probably, like, it might be tough to get him on rosters in 28 man. It just might be. If I've got three starters, like, I might not even prioritize him at that point. Like, I just, I think the type of cut that you're gonna have to make, it's really going to depend, right? If it's not a clear injury away guy, okay, that person's expendable. But otherwise, like, it's going to be tough to get him on rosters. Kyle Allen, deeper. Jacob Eason, as we potentially watch Wentz be injured. Brissett's probably going to get a start, it looks like, potentially, because of Tua's injury. I think if I had to rank these guys, I'd rank them probably in the order I just read them: Brissett, Eason, and Mills. Not Allen. Allen's more of a deeper stash. Those would be the areas in which I would, those would be the areas in which I would sort of work from, in terms of these. I'm probably holding Tyrod. I think I mentioned this in one of the other pods. I'm probably holding Tyrod. Right now, it looks like Dalton's probably going to stick being the quarterback too, as well, stick being the quarterback, the number one quarterback in Chicago. So, if he somehow finds his way to the waivers, he shouldn't, but if he does, like, he's probably a situation I'd scoop up there. And then it looks like Mariota might be injured. He might actually be on IR, so Peterman would be the backup there for the Raiders. Just looking elsewhere here, Geno Smith's available in a handful behind Russell Wilson. I think that's interesting. And then that's pretty much the situations that are relevant at running back. Okay, or excuse me, at quarterback. We'll turn to running back really quick. Again, I'm scooping up. I'm sort of optimizing the back end of the roster spots. I think that matters quite a bit at this point of the year. So, if you can move, like, for example, I'll just use an example. If Daryl Henderson's going to miss time, it looks like it's a rib cartilage injury. I don't know a ton about that. Like, I know about turf toe. I know about some MCL stuff or that sort of stuff. Like, I've had turf toe, some stuff about those injuries. I don't know what involves rib cartilage. So we'll have to see sort of what the Daryl Henderson is. And it's not even that common of an injury, so I don't know. I think I remember someone being interviewed about it before and saying, like, they just basically played through it. I'm not sure what this to bring, so we'll watch practice reports, that sort of stuff, midweek here for Daryl Henderson. That said, if he's going to miss time, like Jake Funk, get him on the back end of rosters as a potential injury away guy. And listen, you might cut him in 2 weeks. You might cut him next week. Heck, you might cut him. But if you got an open roster spot and you can pick him up Wednesday and cut him on Saturday, like, that's fine too. Like, you're just trying to optimize those roster spots. Like, that's a situation to potentially do. And if you're like, hey, it looks like Henderson's not going to play, and all of a sudden he's got pain-killing injections and he's good to go, you can cut him and take a different shot at somebody else through that roster spot. So that's something, a tactic I've really gone to, is like real short quick exposures to players and situations, and then if they don't work out, like, just move on. You want to take a lot of those shots throughout the season. I've been really working on trying to do that and being very flexible there. Kenny Gainwell, I'd make sure he's rostered for sure Benny Snell might be available. Gainwell, again, I should probably firm that up. I think Gainwell inside of 20 man is probably tough. 24 man is probably rosterable and start one. Superflex, that might be on the edge. 28 man is definitely rostered in Superflex, would sort of be my take there. Benny Snell, similar. I'd probably roster him a little bit sooner. But I do think Gainwell is probably the more clear injury away guy. But you sort of do have some questions about what his ultimate upside and value could be. Jarrett Patterson, potential stash there behind Gibson. McNichols is out there in a handful of spots as well, so just make sure to clean up that share. Just a couple of other ones I'd note. Yeldon and Duke Johnson potentially coming in for jobs. Be on the lookout for that. Again, if you can do like a $0 bid, and maybe it's like a, hey, you have to move Jarvis Landry to IR and you got a $0 bid, like make a $0 bid on Duke Johnson and just see. You might be privy to that information after you listen to this podcast. I'm recording it really late on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. So by the time you actually hear this, you might get more information, and you know, my shtick might be stale. So you might have that additional information. That'd be something I'd look at there. But Duke Johnson and TJ Yeldon appear to be two names potentially linked to that San Francisco job. Kerryon Johnson as well. So those three guys, you know, just take a random shot deeper. Again, it's probably deeper. Like, I think you'll probably get guys back quicker for San Francisco. Like, Sermon could start this week, be concussed and actually start this week. So, you know, I that would sort of be my thought there. But you're just more taking like exploratory shots. Again, Jeff Wilson would be a name I would definitely be on the lookout for too, as he sort of harkens his way back towards relevance. The wide receiver position, not a ton here. Pascal's interesting just because he's playing a lot. And there's like not a clear wide receiver two next to Pittman with all the injuries that they've got going on. So he's interesting. Cephas is actually playing pretty well, and there's not like a ton in front of him. Like, I don't think Amon-Ra St. Brown's very good. Tyrell Williams is hurt. Yeah, and Cephas, you're like, okay, like he's out there playing, running around a good bit. Was pretty productive on Monday night. So he's one. I think he can definitely, like, it's a, again, back of the roster. He's more of a wide receiver 6'7" type. And if you're kind of looking for, like, hey, this is a situation where I could get a couple of, I could get a spot start with some decent snap share, I totally get that. But just sort of keep in mind what you're looking for. It's not anything huge. I'm not breaking the bank for a reserve wide receiver. KJ Osborne, similarly situated, again, wide receiver 3 type situation with Minnesota. He's playing fine right now, but again, I just don't know what the outcome is, so I'm not really making a huge investment there. If you want to take a couple dollar bid, maybe a percent or two, that's fine. But again, I it's not a place where I really want to invest roster spots, is in like reserve wide receivers and run first offenses. It's just not really a winning formula. Cordarrelle Patterson's the name I think that's really interesting. Like, I think you have to figure out a way to get him on your roster. Because in the event that Mike Davis goes down, you've got a starting running back in a receiver role. Like, that's printing money. The other thing I would say is I'd be really careful about, like, you're rostering him as an injury way running back almost no matter what. You can probably start him if you need, like, if you're destitute at wide receiver, he's playing enough snaps at running back. Like, you absolutely start him. Just be careful on some of the stuff. Like, MFL get too cute by half, and all of a sudden, like, he won't have running back, he won't have wide receiver eligibility and some nonsense. So just sort of be careful on that. I promised myself I'd keep it under 10 minutes just to see what happened. So we got less than a minute left here for tight end, which is perfect. Max Williams, the routes and the snaps are not a fluke. So just keep that in mind. Like, that's a deeper stash. Again, it might be tough to get in 28 man, but that's a name I think you should really think about just given his workload. Dawson Knox is basically doubling up in terms of yards per route run over last year. So that's interesting. 28 man, I think he's totally relevant. I probably have him over Williams at present. Jack Doyle would probably be ahead of those guys too. He's available in a decent share of leagues. Definitely look at him. And Luke Farrell, probably the deepest one of them all, playing a decent amount. You got James O'Shaughnessy injury there in Jacksonville. All right, I kept it under 10 minutes. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.